You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 16th show. I provide you news on everything money, fresh information and market trends, and the conditions in our local economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to rebroadcast. You can talk with the guests that I have in studio today by calling the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And of course, and if you have any topic discussions you'd like me to bring into the show, feel free to reach out as well. In studio right now, I have Tony Sablon with Ultimate Wealth Strategies New York Life, and we're going to be talking about managing market volatility. Tony, thank you for coming into studio today.
Thanks for having me, Tina, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And a little background about Tony. Tony Sablon is an advisor with New York Life. He is also the founder of Ultimate Wealth Strategies based in Bellevue, Washington, focusing on life insurance, investment, retirement, and estate planning for you, your family, or small businesses to identify your life goals and motivations. He has a vast team of specialists that will help you meet your goals. Not only does he enjoy helping people with their financial goals and dreams, he is passionate about his community through his involvement with various nonprofit organizations. One of the unique things about Tony is that he is a mixed martial arts coach at AMC Pancration in Kirkland, Washington, training alongside current UFC champions, ONE FC champions, and other world-class fighters. And I have to say, I've known Tony for a little while, and we hang out here and there, and I've actually seen some black eyes on him before. So I know that he actually is passionate about his martial arts.
So you should see the other guy.
That's what you do tell me each time. So let's get down to business and talk about managing market volatility. So, Tony, what are you telling your clients in times where the markets are up and down and currents are frequently happening?
So I tell my clients that you have to put market volatility into perspective. Realize that down markets may present buying opportunities, and you have to learn to manage volatility through effective management and financial planning, and also maintain a focus on long-term goals, and especially your goals, and just trying to take the emotion out of investing.
Yeah, and that's a key advice, and taking the emotion out of investing and really anything that we're doing financially, you got to pull that out of that so you can really stay focused on the task at hand. So, Tony, you mentioned putting market volatility into perspective. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit?
So volatility is a matter of perspective, and with a narrow focus can come a more limited view in the market. So by taking a step back to broaden your view, it may help you see the bigger picture, and you'll come to better understand that volatility actually plays an important role in the market, and I can help you understand how volatility really is the pulse of the market.
So well said, Tony. And I let's talk a little bit more about market volatility.
So market volatility describes the frequent changes in value for a specific investment or financial market, and is often synonymous with short-term fluctuations in price or worth. So if a security experiences a high degree of change in its value, it might be considered highly volatile and riskier. On the other hand, securities that rarely experience changes in value are considered to be less risky because they realize lower volatility. And there are a number of factors that contribute to market volatility: economic growth, mm-hmm. inflation, geopolitical events like what we see today, monetary policy, and other factors. And no one knows for sure the effect these factors may have on the financial markets or how long the volatility may last. So when investing, it's essential to accept the fact that eliminating volatility is nearly impossible, and it will always be a part of the financial markets. But reducing or balancing riskier investments with safer, lower risk investments may help create a more stable overall investment portfolio.
Yeah, and Tony, you know how I feel about balance, and everything's balanced. And also, you know how I feel about problems and challenges, which always have an opportunity because there's always a solution. So let's talk about volatility and the opportunity that people can actually see from this volatility.
So learning to live with and benefit from volatility and using it to your advantage You know, down markets may present buying opportunities. So market swings are common and can be unnerving, but down markets are buying opportunities. And buying while prices are low may allow investors to reap the rewards later. Mm-hmm. Because over time, the market has come up from recessions. And managing volatility through effective planning, you know, the keys to weathering the market swings include maintaining realistic return expectations, taking a long-term investment approach, and avoiding market timing, and also diversifying your assets. But the biggest thing is maintaining a focus on your long-term goals. Mm-hmm. So by learning how to navigate the ups and downs of the market, you can put market swings into perspective to help remain focused on long-term goals.
Another reason to keep the emotions out of it so you can keep that sound mind. And, you know, if Warren Buffett says it works, it definitely works, and taking advantage of those volatile markets. So, Tony, how do you keep your clients in perspective?
So without a plan, you know, investors are prone to making knee-jerk reactions when there are swings in the market. A well-thought-out investment strategy based on your goals and needs can provide the guidance needed to help you stay on track when inevitable market fluctuations occur. It can also point you toward the types of investments that best align with your financial goals. And by maintaining a clear purpose for your investment strategy, mm-hmm. you help yourself stay on track and confidently navigate the ups and downs of the market. So when developing your investment strategy, consider the following factors: your investment goals, specifically for what or whom are you accumulating funds. Your investment goals will help you determine suitable investments. Your time horizon: how many years will it be until you need to use what you have invested? Longer time horizons may provide flexibility for more aggressive mm-hmm. investment choices. Your tolerance for risk: take your broader financial situation into account and consider how comfortable you are with varying degrees of risk as you pursue your investment goals.
Yeah, great advice, Tony. And we know that, you know, works on real estate as well. You can use an example of looking at people purchase homes in 2006 and in the financial crisis in 2008. Mm-hmm. And if long as they didn't sell their property, they came out ahead. Now look at where the prices are. So the market is going to always go up and down. You lose money when you're forced to sell in a bad market. You don't have time to recover and get back to the gain. So keeping the emotions, I know we've talked about that a little bit today, at bay is important. Why is that? What are some other reasons that emotions really come into play here?
So investing, you know, uncommon bear markets have led to growth opportunities, as we've seen since 2008. And it also means staying the course, especially during the times of short-term market volatility, like what we've seen in the last year. So volatility is a natural occurrence in the market, and one of the keys to successful investing is to not overreact to it. In fact, despite periodic downturns, the financial markets have tended to rise over the long term. And even though some downturns have been severe, they seldom lasted for more than a year. So since the beginning of the stock market, there have only been four times that the S&P 500 was negative two or more years in a row. So looking at these historic downturns in the S&P 500, the Great Depression, World War II, the oil crisis, mm-hmm. the tech bubble, you can see that prolonged down markets were not typical and tended to be followed by a period of growth.
Yeah. And usually you see the stronger, the bigger the loss, the bigger the gain is. So it's kind of an equal magnitude, something to keep in mind as well. So what about those who are sitting on the sidelines and keeping money out of the market?
So those that sit on the sidelines tend to see short-term volatility and market swings as the enemy. So volatility may lead many investors to move money out of the market and sit on the sidelines until things calm down. Although this approach may appear to solve one problem, it creates several others. When you do get back in, you must make two correct decisions back to back: when to get out and when to get back in. And by going to the sidelines, you may be missing a potential rebound. And this is not historically unprecedented, as you can see on charts that are available online. So by going to the sidelines, you could be not only missing a potential rebound, but mm-hmm. all the potential growth on that money going forward. So we believe the wiser course of action is to review your financial plan with your professional or an advisor such as myself, and then decide if any action is necessary. So this placates the natural desire to do something, but helps keep emotions in check.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out on compound interest. It's a big thing. So, Tony, what are your thoughts on timing the market? I'm sure you get that question frequently from your clients.
All right. So, you know, we have a story here where Mrs. Steadfast remained committed to her long-term investment and stayed fully invested in the stock market and to realize a final ending value of several hundred thousand. So if you start with 100,000 in the market, the person that stays in the market from a historical standpoint has $174,812 available to them, whereas the person that goes in and out of the market, Mr. Periodic, actually realizes in that same time period, $117,000. So you see that there's a huge significant difference in timing versus staying in the market.
So no benefit to timing the market unless you have a crystal ball and you know exactly what's going to happen. And I haven't met anybody yet that has that crystal ball.
Exactly.
So Tony, what should investors focus on when investing?
So, you know, you have to pursue long-term objectives with time-tested strategies. And, you know, two of the most prevalent are invest for the long term and maintain realistic performance expectation when it comes to your returns. And coupling these strategies with maintaining proper portfolio diversification and avoiding the pitfalls of market timing, you'll have the foundation needed to help manage your overall exposure to market volatility. But the biggest thing is maintaining realistic expectations.
Yes.
And we have short-term memories.
Yeah, that's isn't that true. Tony, I know this is a little off topic here, but I want to ask you because you've had some recent success, and I want my listeners to know that not only do you work with individuals, but you also work with companies and helping company decision makers really make a difference on saving money for the overall company, which we know all the employees are going to benefit from that as well. Can you just give one success story that you've had recently?
So recently, I work with a business owner in helping them design a strategy where you're creating a side fund that's uncorrelated to the market, that's growing at a guaranteed rate, using insurance products, believe it or not. So what that does for that business owner is create a tax-free, potential tax-free vehicle where they can draw more money rather than socking it away in a retirement account. And big companies use this for deferred comp plans. Hedge funds use this vehicle for protecting their money from taxes or lowering the tax burden of huge market gains for their clients' portfolios. And a lot of people don't realize this. So with my business owner, and that was that recent success, is just making him understand the value that this this tool does for him and his business.
Yeah, so I want to give a call to action for any business owners that are listening to the show today to call the show 1-855-400-1150. I can connect you directly with Tony. And if this is not sounding familiar to you, that you've got this in place, I highly encourage that you take a look at it because it can make a substantial difference for you. And numbers, just like in mortgage, which is my arena and Tony's arena as well, and financial planning, numbers are numbers. So you just really need to look at everything and you can see the benefits or not and see if it's the right plan for you. Wrapping up, Tony, a minute left. Any last thoughts for my listeners?
So just something to consider as you look at your financial plan and review your portfolio is that historically the market has been up more than down. And it has been at least 12, just over 50% of the time since 1926. So stay in the market.
Yes.
Understand your goals. Align your investment planning with your goals.
And keep the emotions out of it.
Yeah.
Tony, thank you so much for coming in. Look forward to having you back soon.
Thank you.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, Medicare does matter. Sondra Early with Early Insurance Solutions right here at 1150 AM, KKNW after this short break.